We would like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which this podcast episode was recorded, the Gubbi Gubbi people. We acknowledge their perpetual connection to country, their culture and wisdom traditions, and honour elders past, present, and emerging. Always was, always will be. Welcome to the Mahasoma podcast, a space for sharing feminine-led Vedic wisdom, stories, and real conversations. If you haven't yet discovered an enjoyable daily practice of meditation that works for your lifestyle and you're keen to learn more, or if you've already learned Vedic meditation and want to deepen your practice, then please reach out. We would love to have you part of our Mahasoma community. We teach in-person Vedic meditation courses in Melbourne, Castlemaine, Surf Coast, Noosa, Adelaide, and Albury. Head to mahasoma.com or reach out to us on Instagram at mahasoma. Hello and welcome back to the podcast. I'm Laura Poole, Vedic meditation teacher at Mahasoma. And this episode today comes from a group meditation session where we have open Q&A, where those who have learnt with us and have been practicing each day can ask questions about what they're experiencing so they can really understand what's going on. Because when we understand, it really allows us to fully accept what is happening and not resist. So much resistance can take place when we think we're not meditating right or we just don't really know what's happening. So, you know, the knowledge that gets shared in our Q&A group meditation sessions really just helps with that surrender into the practice and for a deeper experience to emerge. So this little answer came about from a question that had to do with falling asleep when meditating. And she really wanted to understand why was this happening. We go on a bit of a journey with this one and really expand our vision of what is actually happening when we meditate and what is the true purpose of our practice. So we hope you enjoy this episode. And if you're a Vedic meditator in our community and would like to come along to group meditations, they are on nearly every day of the week. We would love to connect with you online or in person. And share more. Enjoy. Where to start here? All meditation experiences, they're revealing to us both where we're at and what we need. This is a practice of complete letting go. Yeah, full surrender. Right, so when we fully surrender, we're letting go of any ideas around what should happen, yeah, around also kind of who we think we are or where we're at or even what we need, ideas. I'm talking about ideas around that. And when we're fully surrendering and letting go, the question is, well, what are we surrendering and letting go into? When we let go, what remains? And you know, our understanding, and not just understanding, because this is also direct experience, right? That letting go, when we let go, what we actually discover is that there is this intelligence that's actually governing this whole experience that I'm having, because I completely surrender and let go in meditation, and yet, yeah, I have no control, and yet, body's still functioning, yeah, life's still going on, you know, planets are still in orbit, you know, like, we actually are not in control individually. We are not in control of anything. And yet, everything is continuing to we could just use the word evolve. Everything is continuing to evolve. So what is governing that? What is governing that beautiful, sequential unfolding that in many ways we could say is constantly becoming more sophisticated, more elegant? There is greater understanding that is emerging. What is governing that? And hopefully by now we all have some awareness around there being an intelligence that is the source of our very own existence. So when we're letting go in meditation, we're not letting go and allowing some other person, you know, with some idea of what should be happening to take over. We're not letting go and allowing necessarily ignorance to take over. Yeah. We're letting go into an allowing. And really, I was thinking about this when I was just meditating then with you all. It's a full acceptance. Like this practice, even after, you know, I think I'm at around 15 years of doing this every day. When I sit down, there's just a deeper and deeper experience of complete acceptance. And when you completely accept, what you're actually doing is allowing. You're allowing everything to be exactly as it is right now. In that, what you're actually doing is saying, there is a perfection that exists here. And that perfection is actually it's the expression of this intelligence that's governing everything when I as an individual completely surrender and let go. And actually, it's governing everything, whether we're surrendering or whether we're controlling. We think when we control, we're now governing our life, but actually, you know, we think we are, but we're usually resisting our own evolution in some way. You know, nature's going, please, please just let go. Like, I got this. I got this. I got this, meaning your nature has got this. The essence of what you are has got this. We need to not worry so much. We need to not cling so much or think we have to do so much. So that intelligence that's actually structuring this whole existence, if pure intelligence is structuring it, is there not perfection here in this moment? No matter what is going on. I was having a mentoring call with someone last week, and we were speaking about this as they were noticing this habit of having to do something, finish something, fix something, basically solve the world's problems. Yeah, and if they got to that, then they can relax. Then they can be happy. Then they can enjoy. And this was something that was discovered from the micro to the macro, like to the whole life existence being about solving problems and therefore not being able to fully relax, fully rest. And really what that meant was fully enjoy. You know, I'll enjoy when, I'll be happy when. But all the way down to that micro, that real micro, you know, they said, they went camping and realized that they couldn't actually enjoy the friends that were there until they'd gotten their whole setup. It was like arriving and being like, okay, hang on, I can't talk to you right now. you know, or I can't relax, I can't give you a hug, we can't have a nice deep conversation because I got some shit to do. You know, I need to set up. And it's like, hang on, why are you going camping with your mates? What was the purpose? What was the purpose in this? Wasn't it to enjoy? So what we started to talk about in the mentoring session was around the fact that this is a mistake. This is a mistake that I'll be happy when life is perfect, then I can be, you know, happy, I can enjoy, I can finally rest and relax. And we spoke about actually finding the perfection that exists in this present moment, because it's here. There's a lot of shit happening in the world, and there's a lot of shit happening in our personal lives as well. But that is like, you know, a micro aspect, you know, of the whole perfection of the intelligence that is governing life. You know, look at the perfection in the sunrise and the sunset. Look at the perfection in the way that, you know, bees are just perfection in general, but look at the way that, you know, bees are. Look at a flower. Who created that? Where did that come from? You know, start to place your attention on the magnificence. Maybe if we got rid of the word perfection, because again, that has some connotations to it, but maybe we could replace that with magnificence. Like, look at the magnificence that exists. That is the expression of the intelligence of life, of that which I also am. You are as magnificent of an expression, of a creation, as the little buzzing bees, as the beautiful flower that's just bloomed, as the sunrise that has come and just lit up the sky with electric, you know, pink and orange, and, you know, just made your heart go, oh, like, you are also part of that. And you don't have to be fixed, perfect, right, you know, in order to be magnificent. You're already that. But we place our attention on all the stuff that's not right rather than all of the wonderful, intelligent, beautifully structured and arranged and you know, interacting aspects of ourself. And placing our attention on the magnificence can really help us just relax and enjoy, which is what we think we're going to get to when we finish all of our doing. But as we've spoken about many times before, the doing never ends. The doing never ends. All right. So when we're surrendering in meditation, we're enlivening this intelligence that is the foundation of all relative existence. We're enlivening this magnificence, and we're allowing that to govern our life. We're saying, I am not separate. I am not separate from this beautiful existence. I'm not separate from the bees. I'm not separate from the beautiful flowers. I'm not separate from, you know, the sunrise and the sunset. I am a part of that. And so when we're meditating and we fully surrender and we fully allow, and we notice that our, you know, our head's kind of bobbing up and down and we can't stay with it, and we're noticing we're kind of falling asleep. It feels like we're falling asleep. You know, if we're actually surrendered, if we have actually completely let go, is this not the intelligence governing that experience? Who else is governing it? What else is governing it? If you have truly surrendered and let go. Okay, now let's come to thoughts, because this is a big one for people, right? I sit down, I let go. I'm moving in the direction of letting go. And with my mantra, I'm doing my beautiful effortless technique, and all of a sudden flooded with thoughts. you know, is that you? Is that some other force causing that to happen? Or is that part of this intelligence? And if we understand that when we completely surrender and the intelligence of what we are is allowed to, you know, basically flow freely, then the intelligence is governing this experience. And if intelligence is governing it, well, there must be a point to it, right? There must be a purpose. There must be a why. And so then we want to know, well, what is that why? Okay, so this is how our meditation experiences are both revealing to us where we're at and what we need. Because when we are able to be completely surrendered in the present moment, fully accepting everything as it is, that is knowledge. Knowledge is power. And that knowledge coming from the intelligence that's here is informing us. So it's giving us, it's like a mirror, right? Our meditation's like a mirror. We sit down and it's saying, this is exactly where you're at. Yeah. And what is it saying? If your head's kind of bobbing up and down and you're falling asleep, what's that telling you about where you're at? A little bit tired, maybe. Why are you so tired? What have you been doing this week? What have you been doing the past few months? What have you been doing for the, you know, 20, 30, 40, 50, however many decades of your life? So it's a mirror reflecting to us where we're at. This is beautiful because embedded in where we're at is actually what we need. If it gets revealed to us that I am exhausted, and it's been revealed, why? Because we've sat down, we've surrendered, we've let go, and we've allowed the intelligence of life to become re-enlivened in this beautiful physical nervous system, yeah, that we inhabit. So from there, we're realizing where we're at, and embedded within that is what we need. If you're exhausted, what do you need? And let me tell you, maybe meditation's not enough. This practice wasn't designed to live in a vacuum. It also wasn't designed to be extracted, you know, from a body of knowledge, from a culture, from a way of being. It was designed to contribute towards the living of this intelligence of what we are. It was designed for that to be able to be expressed in every moment. It wasn't so I can just, you know, get 20 minutes of kind of de-excitation, processing, maybe a little bit of head bobbing as I let go of some fatigue, and then I come out and go, great, straight back into it. Back into the ignorant systems that we reside and contribute to. Yeah. Ignorant systems meaning they haven't been cognized and created with the wisdom of life as their foundation. Most of the systems we operate have been created with basically one intention, you know, make more money for the person at the top. So meditation is not just about, okay, now I feel a little bit better and I'm going to go back into these systems that are actually grinding me into the ground. It's to awaken something within you, and it's to allow you to then contribute to the changes that are required in our world that allow the intelligence of what you are to live freely and fully in manifest form. You know, knowledge is for action, and we're saying knowledge is also power. And you're becoming so powerful through your practice with the wisdom that resides in your own heart. Don't ignore what's going on. You know, don't go, oh, I'm just going to have a really nice experience and then kind of just get back into it. Sometimes we have to, okay? And I'm talking to a lot of you that have been coming here for a while, by the way. So this is not, you know, this is not entry level. Yeah, this is for those who are like, yes, there is a deeper purpose to my practice. There is a reason why I first learnt. There's a reason why I keep doing this as well, because learning is one thing. Continuing to meditate is a whole other thing. What is the real purpose? Why am I actually here? And the answer to all of that resides within. But it resides within as the intelligence of what you are. And all we need to keep doing is allowing that to guide, to govern, to direct our life. Yeah, so if you sit down, close your eyes, and you notice you're falling asleep, well, must be exactly what you need. There's a balancing that's coming. I should say that's taking place. There's a balancing. We need that. We can't just go from operating in ignorance to the next second, you know, complete transformation, and now we're operating from complete wisdom. There's a process that our physical nervous system has to go through to embody this new way of being so it can be fully lived. And you know what? For most of us, it looks like a lot of rest. A lot of rest. You know? And if you lie on your back in Shavasana, you know what? You can claim that as part of your spiritual practice. You know, it's not sleeping. It's not a nap. I mean, napping's a whole thing, power napping. But, you know, it's about really allowing that intelligence and the knowledge that is coming from that intelligence to guide you in your actions following your meditation. That's why I got you all to check in, right? Where am I at right now? What do I actually need? Because embedded in where you're at is exactly what you need. And then we have to fully accept that. Fully accept it. Okay? And it can be a bit confronting sometimes to go, wow, I'm exhausted. Because you may not be able to see a way out of your current paradigm. But it's there. Infinite intelligence is governing the whole of existence, and you are a part of that. There is a way. But we have to rest more. We have to listen to what we need. And it can happen in the opposite too. There might be some stagnancy there. And really what's needed is action. So we have to acknowledge and fully accept where we're at. Sometimes that can be very confronting. But we also need to know that the intelligence that is revealing this to us also has the action within it of what we need. Short answer is enjoy. Enjoy your sleepy meditations. They won't last. Fully accept, and you're going deeper and deeper. The deeper you go, the deeper the stress you release, the deeper the stress you release, the deeper you go, the deeper you go, the deeper the stress you release. But also to just make sure that, you know, if there's some adjustments that need to be made in relative life, that we make those adjustments. So we're not poisoning the river upstream and then trying to filter it halfway down. Yeah, it's not about meditating to become so I can do more, so I can be more busy. It's not about busyness. It's about awakening. Awakening doesn't mean I don't act. It means that my action is coming from intelligence. And I must listen to that. I must honor that. And I must cultivate the capability to act upon what I am sensing and feeling is needed. And to do that, one must fully accept the present moment. Thanks for listening to this episode. If you enjoyed what we were communing about and want to hear more, then please subscribe to the Mahasoma podcast And if you have some time, then please leave a review. We would love to hear from you. And it will also help to share this podcast with those looking for a new perspective. If you'd like to find out more about Mahasoma or learn Vedic meditation with our collective of teachers, then head to mahasoma.com, or you can follow us on Instagram at mahasoma, or connect with us at facebook.com/mahasoma community. Together,
we are
a collective,
a community of like-minded,
heart-centered humans
weaving into the tapestry of life
new ways of being and living
through the exploration
of timeless wisdom
and the sharing of stories.
We aspire to uplift and support
a new generation
of conscious,
empowered
and purposeful humans.
Mahasoma is all about
exploring new cultural narratives
to help you find a new normal.
Together, we rise in love.